Hill?
Yep.
And Fisherman's Wharf?
Yep.
Oh, and we just gotta ride the cable cars.
We're gonna do all that and more. Hey, Weezy, I think I got my speech all memorized. Listen and see if I get it right.
Okay. That's not in here.
What's not in it? Weezy.
I'm just kidding, George. Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Reynolds.
Who's Mr. Reynolds?
He's the chairman of the dry cleaning convention. He's gonna introduce me.
What? You didn't have to write that down. That's not part of your speech.
Look, Weezy, my mouth starts moving. Everything that comes out is part of my speech.
Oh. Then you ought to write down...
Look, Weezy, there's going to be 1,000 people listening to my speech tomorrow morning. Now, if all you could do is stand there...
I'm sorry, George. Go ahead.
Ladies and gentlemen, you see standing before you a black man.
No kid.
Why aren't you packing?
Because I'm through.
Oh. So you see standing before you a black man who did it on his own without any help from anybody. I am a self-made man.
That's nice.
Thank you, Florence.
I mean, it's nice that you take all the blame for how you turned out.
Don't you have anything to do?
I'm on my coffee break.
Then why don't you go drink some coffee?
I don't have to drink coffee on my coffee break. I can do anything I want to. And if I want to waste my time listening to you, I can do that, too.
Florence.
I think coffee will do me more good.
You know, I think we made a mistake, Weezy. We should have sent her packing months ago.
Say cheddar! There you are, Mr. J. In just 60 seconds, you'll be smiling up at yourself.
Look, Bentley, I don't have time to pose for snapshots.
I'm just bringing over my camera. Mrs. Jefferson asked if she could borrow it for your trip.
Oh, that's great. Thanks.
And thank you for walking on my back this morning. As usual, it did the trick. You have magic feet, Mr. J.
Yeah, I played soul music on your slip disc. Hey, Weezy. Bentley brought his camera over.
Oh, thank you. Are you sure you don't mind?
Oh, not a bit. Just be sure to bring me back a picture of that dear old Mark Hopkins.
Look, Benny, we won't have time to visit all your buddies.
The Mark Hopkins is a hotel, George.
I knew that.
It's 4 of the most fabulous days of my life. Frisco and Frederica. Ah, Frederica. A girl with a wonderful one-track mind.
Oh, Mr. Bentley.
Oh, no, I mean she was crazy about cable cars. We rang the bell all weekend.
Hey, this don't look like me. This is some big, fat white guy.
Oh, that's my finger. I keep putting it in front of the lens. I'm sorry.
Would you like some coffee?
Oh, no, thank you. I've got to go. The Lebanese problem again, I'm afraid.
Oh, that would drive me crazy if I had a job like yours at the United Nations. All those countries arguing and fighting.
Oh, this isn't at the UN. It's downstairs in the garage.
In the where?
I'm having a problem again with Mr. Babakian, the Lebanese gentleman who parks next to me.
What kind of problem?
Dings.
What's dings?
Oh, dings are caused by dunches.
Oh, I see. What's dunches?
A dunch is, Well, it's when someone parks too close to you, and when he gets out, he hits your car with his door. Dunch. Which makes a dent, which leaves a ding.
So the dunch's dents have damaged your door with dings.
I think she's got it.
You mean this guy keeps hitting your car?
Yes, I've tried phoning him about it, but he just hangs up on me. So I wrote him a rather nice letter, but he never replied.
Then there's only one thing left to do.
And what's that?
Take him to Knuckle City.
George, that's terrible advice.
Oh, I don't think I could do it anyway, Mrs. Jefferson.
See, that's what's wrong with you, Billy. You're too nice.
But don't you think problems should be settled by peaceful negotiation?
Of course I do. That's what I'm saying. You just walk up to Babaki and you say, look, stop putting things in my car. And if he says no, you put a dunch on his head.
I thought a dunch was something you did with donuts and coffee.
Ain't you got some last-minute packing to do?
Oh, how nice, Florence. You're going to San Francisco, too, eh?
Oh, not me, Mr. Bentley. Only rich bosses get to make them kind of exciting trips. People in lowly positions like me just have to stay behind and do the scrubbing.
Florence!
Yes, ma'am, I'm packing. And I'm gonna put 2 bottles of aspirin in for your flight.
Flying doesn't give me a headache.
I know, but listening to him will.
Mr. Bentley, don't listen to George. Violence isn't the answer to anything.
All right, look, so you don't have to hit Babaki. Just act like you might hit him.
By Jove, I'm going to try that. I'll march angrily up to his door.
Good.
I'll knock on it very angrily.
Good.
And then when he opens the door...
You'll start talking polite again.
How did you guess?
Okay, so here's what you do. You just write a real tough note and stick it on his windshield wiper.
Oh, good idea. Something really strong like, dear sir, I wonder if you'd be kind enough to please refrain from...
If this is the way you guys talk at the United Nations, no wonder the world's in a mess. Come here. See, Bentley, first you had to get his attention, right? So I'm gonna give you this and I want you to put this on his windshield wiper. And I guarantee you all your troubles will be over.
Well, thank you.
Here.
Dear Turkey, stop busting my car door or I'm going to jump on your hood and go upside your head.
Isn't that a little strong coming from Mr. Bentley?
He's got to be strong, Weezy.
Oh, you're right, but...
No buts, Bentley. It's about time you stop letting people push you around.
Three days. I could live out of these bags for 4 months. And 6 pair of undershorts. That's sinful.
Florence. Hello. Yes, this is he. Who? Oh, hi, Bentley. Hey. What? Did you do it? Huh? Damn right. I want to hear all about it. I'll be right there. Hey, Weezy, Bentley did it. He wants to meet him down at Charlie's bar.
But, George, we've got a plane to catch.
Relax, Weezy. The plane don't leave till 5 o'clock. We still got 3 hours.
Ooh, Miss Jefferson, I can't wait for y'all to get back.
I know, Florence. You'll be lonely.
Oh, it ain't that. I figure that if Tony Bennett could leave his heart in San Francisco, maybe Mr. Jefferson could leave his mouth.
Hey, Bentley. I see my note worked for you, huh?
It certainly did.
Damn! Boy, that is some shiner. You're gonna have to do something about that quick.
Oh, I am. I'm drinking just as quick as I can. 2 more doubles, please.
What happened?
I gave him your note. He gave me this eye.
And then what did you do?
Well, I said, ouch. And then I tried to reason with him.
Reason? You mean you didn't hit him back?
Mr. J, I couldn't. I don't believe in violence.
That ain't violence, that's revenge.
So I tried reasoning with him. He made 2 suggestions. A, he told me what I could do with my car, which is impossible. And B, he told me I should park on the street, which I did.
Bentley, you know you're hopeless. You'll never be nothing but a nice guy.
Mr. J, please don't go. There's something I ought to explain to you. Do you notice anything about these hands?
Yeah, they're white.
They're dangerous weapons. Once when I was a lad in school, my friend Monty made me so furious I couldn't restrain my anger. I drew back my fist, lashed out, and Monty lost 3 teeth.
You mean you hit him in the mouth?
No, I never hit anyone in my life.
Then how did he lose 3 teeth?
I swung, Monty ducked, and he banged his mouth on the desk. At that moment, I vowed never to raise my hand in anger again.
Why? You didn't hit nobody.
But if it hadn't been for me, Monty wouldn't have lost his teeth. Can't you see my position?
Yeah, I see, Bentley. You're a coward.
Mr. J, that's an ugly thing to say.
Well, it's the truth.
I didn't say it wasn't the truth, just that it was ugly. Mr. J, you've opened my eyes for me. All these years, I've been nothing but an abject coward.
Right on, Bentley.
I mean, there's a time for negotiation, yes, but there is also a time for action.
And now's the time for action, right?
Right. Mr. J, you're looking at a new Harry Bentley.
Attaboy, Bentley. From now on, nobody pushes you around, right?
You're damn right they won't. I mean, a man's car is his castle. Anyone touches me or my castle, I'd better beware.
Hey, you, don't you know better than to park in front of a hydrant?
There, is that what you meant?
Not a cop, Bentley, not a cop!
Nobody knows the trouble I feel. Nobody knows my sorrow. Nobody.
Okay, inside, Bressler.
Mr. Bressler, was it? I'd like to introduce myself. My name is Bentley, Harry Bentley.
I got enough friends.
What a fortunate man.
Get your butt off of my bunk. I said, get your butt off of my bunk. Let's get one thing straight. That is my bunk, and that is your bunk.
Why?
Shut up, that's why.
Oh, I see your point. I didn't realize the bunks were assigned. I'm terribly sorry. Won't happen again, I assure you.
Get your foot off of my bunk.
Sorry. How do you suggest I get on my bunk?
Try flying. You're a jailbird, ain't you? What got you in here for? Picking daisies in the park?
No, I hit a policeman.
You what?
Yes, I knocked him flat.
Hey, pal, come over here, sit down.
On your bunk?
On our bunk. Hey, what happened? Did he hassle you?
No, he just walked up to me and asked me a question, and I hit him.
Wow. Beautiful.
Beautiful? They're going to incarcerate me for what I've done.
Nah, they don't burn people no more. They just send you up to the big house for a couple of years.
Oh, Lord.
Listen, you got nothing to worry about. It'll be a breeze. When those guys up there find out you hit a cop, they'll roll out the red carpet for you. You'll be a celebrity.
Hey, Bentley, I got here as fast as I could. I made your bail, you're free.
Oh, thank you, Mr. J. I beg your pardon. I'd like you to meet my friend, Mr. Bresler. Mr. Bresler, this is my dear friend.
Look, I ain't got no time to meet no cons, Billy. I got a plane to catch at 5:00. Come on!
Oh, in a moment. Goodbye, Mr. Bresler.
So long, pal. Keep punching, if you know what I mean.
Oh! Let's go!
I'm afraid I can't. I'm going to need your feet again. Be a good fellow, will you?
Billy, I got a cab waiting outside.
I'm afraid I won't make it to the cab. Oh. Oh, that's it. Yes, oh, marvelous. That's heaven.
I don't get it. First this guy slugs a cop, then he lets this little rut walk all over him.
Come on, Weezy, I got a cab waiting downstairs. We still can make the 5:00 flight.
You mean everything went fine down at the police station?
Perfect. Everything is just perfect. California, here we come.
Oh, that's marvelous, George. You actually got Mr. Bentley off.
Sure, I just paid his bail and got him out of jail.
Is that all?
What do you mean, is that all? It cost me $500. Weezy, what are you doing? We got a plane to catch.
Not until you get Mr. Bentley off.
What?
We are not going to any convention until you clear up this business. Don't you realize Mr. Bentley isn't a citizen? If he's convicted, he could lose his job and be deported.
Yeah, and if I don't get to San Francisco tonight, I won't be able to make my speech at the convention.
What's more important, your speech or Mr. Bentley's whole future?
Oh, Wheezy, my speech, of course. Okay, if you want me to help Bentley, I'll talk that cop Rossi to drop him the charges.
Good.
As soon as we get back from San Francisco. Wheezy, are you crazy? I can't get Bentley out of all his messes in just like that.
Why not? You are the one who got him in all that mess just like that.
Okay, I'll get Rossi over here and make him drop the charges.
How are you going to get a hold of Rossi?
Easy. I'll just call our doorman, Ralph the Human Bloodhound. Hello, Ralph. George Jefferson. Look, Ralph, how'd you like to make a quick 20 bucks? Ralph, stop slobbering. Well, you know that patrolman, Rossi? Yeah, the one Bentley hit. Well, I want you to find him and tell him I want to see him right away. What do you mean, what if he won't come? Tell him I'll make it worth his while. And you know what that means, don't you, Ralph? Good.
What does that mean, George?
It means that now I call the airlines and have our tickets changed to the 7:15 flight to San Francisco. Where is that Rossi? I'm giving Ralph a $20 tip and I'm getting 20 cents service. I'll kill him. No, I just won't tip him, huh?
That'll kill him.
We'll never make that 7:15 flight now.
Then I guess we'll have to forget about San Francisco.
No way. There's still a red-eyed night flight. Makes a quick stop in St. Louis and gets there about 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning.
If we make it.
We'll make it. Rossi can be reasoned with. He's a nice guy.
Isn't he the one who gave you a ticket for parking your van 6 inches too close to a hydrant?
Yeah, that dumb turkey.
Then what makes you think you can talk him out of pressing charges against Mr. Bentley?
I'll just have to use my personality and charm.
Suppose he still insists on going by the book.
Well, I'll just have to stick to the book, too. My bank book. Well, 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 look who's there. Officer Rossi. Come in, come in.
Thanks. Mr. Jefferson?
Ain't this a surprise?
How could it be a surprise? Ralph said you wanted to see me.
Oh, yeah. No. Wheezy, don't just sit there. Get the man a drink. You want a martini? Rossi?
No, thanks, Mr. Jefferson. I never drink on duty.
Well, look, let's not waste your valuable time. Tell you why I want to see you. As you know, you and me never really hit it off too good, right?
Right.
And it's probably my fault.
Right.
And I know you wouldn't be giving out all those tickets without a reason.
That's what I've been telling you.
And I just think it's up to us citizens to improve our relationships with the fuzz. A police officer. So I have decided to make a donation on account.
On account of what?
On account I never donated before.
What kind of a donation?
A big one, to the policeman's ball.
I can't accept it.
Why not?
Because we haven't had a policeman's ball for years.
Oh, that's probably why I never bought a ticket.
But if you're looking for a place where your money can do some good, there's the Police Athletic League. That's a good cause.
Yeah, get some of those fat cops back in shape.
That money goes to children, George.
Wheezy, we'll let Officer Rossi decide where the money goes. How does $100 sound?
Like a drop in the bucket. Takes a lot of money to furnish a new gym, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I'll just add 4 more drops.
Hey, that's very nice of you.
I hope you'll remember that.
I'll get it.
Oh, Mrs. Jefferson, Ralph told me Officer Rossi was here, and I've come to apologize. Oh, officer, please, you must...
Get away from me.
But I want you to know, I'm sorry.
Get it, Bentley. I got you into this mess, and I just got you out of it. Here's your check, officer.
Thanks, Mr. Jefferson. What did you mean when you said you just got him out of it?
Well, Bentley made a little mistake. I made a big donation, and everything is square, right?
You trying to bribe an officer of the law?
No, no, nothing like that.
Oh, no, nothing like that.
Officer, I feel terrible about what I did this afternoon.
So does my jaw.
I want to apologize from the bottom of my heart. It is not in my nature to behave that way, and it will never happen again.
You betcha. Nice try, folks.
What are you talking about?
The setup. You get me up here, make a contribution to my favorite charity, apologize all over the place. Now I'm supposed to do my part and drop the charges, right?
Right.
But, officer, my apology was sincere.
Sure it was.
Officer, please.
Let me tell you something about Mr. Bentley. Harry Bentley is the nicest, kindest, most gentle man I've ever met.
Especially when he's punching out cops.
Oh, he would have never done that if he hadn't been talked into it by some meddling loudmouth. Right, George?
Yeah, whoever that was.
Look, Mrs. Jefferson, I already signed the desk appearance ticket, so I couldn't drop this now even if I wanted to, which I don't.
But, officer...
You're just wasting your breath, Wheezy. The last favor Rossi did for anybody was when he left his wife and kids.
What'd you say?
You heard me. The only thing you're good for is chasing parked cars.
Please don't get into trouble on my account.
Instead of bothering decent citizens, you ought to be out there trying to catch some of them crooks.
George, you've said enough.
No, I haven't. I'm just starting. And whenever you need a cop, you can't find it. You ask me, take what you
want.
George, are you all right?
Yeah, I'm all right. Take more than a cop to hurt me.
A cop?
Ah, please.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Jefferson. It was an accident.
No, it wasn't. You hit me deliberately. In front of two witnesses. Unfriendly witnesses.
Well, that's not true, Mr. Jefferson. It was purely an accident.
Don't you get it, Bentley? His hitting me is worse than you hitting him. Police brutality. We got it. You're off the hook.
Mr. J, not that way. It wouldn't be honest.
Look, your honesty is going to get you in jail. I'm trying to save your neck.
I know you are, and I appreciate it, but I can't lie. Officer Rossi didn't mean to strike you.
Is he for real?
That's what I've been trying to tell you.
Bentley, you can forget about hitting me.
Oh, if only I could. It's been on my mind.
What I mean is I'm going to drop the charges against you.
Wonderful.
Hey, that's great.
Why, thank you. But there's still the matter of that desk appearance ticket.
There he goes again. All I gotta do is take it out of the file and rip it up.
But isn't that against the law?
Sure. Take care, Bentley. Stay just the way you are.
George, do you know what this means? We have time to catch that red eye to California.
Right.
Hey, wait a minute.
Uh-oh.
How'd you get that mouse under your eye?
Oh, courtesy of Mr. Babakian, a not very considerate neighbor of mine in the garage.
Babakian? I know him. He's always pushing people around. Come on, Mr. Bentley, you and I are going to have a little talk with him. I got to protect this guy. He's an endangered species.
Happy everything turned out all right.
Yeah, thanks to my personality and charm.
Oh, George, shut up.
And did they like Mr. Jefferson's speech, Miss Jefferson?
What they heard of it. The PA system went out right after George said, "Thank you, Mr. Reynolds." He had to shout the rest of his speech.
So how did it go over?
He lost his voice.
Thank you, Lord. You do answer prayer.
Why so violent?
What'd you say? I can't hear you.
It was what?
He's cute, Miss Jefferson.
Jefferson's was videotaped in front of a studio audience.